Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Reach out, touch faith.
I know events like this are hard, and the shock and pain is still so very raw. My wife Jill and I are here to stand with you, to grieve with you, to pray with you, to let you know you are not alone. The rest of the nation is looking at you as well.
As I said many times, the president does a very good job of when sad things, awful things happen, of consoling in tragedy. As consoler-in-chief, that's actually one of his strengths because he's gone through so much tragedy in his own life. Yesterday, speaking in New Orleans at a church there, St. Louis Church. And then, I mean, genuinely, he does this well. But I have a note we'll talk about in just a second. But generally speaking, he does this quite well.
It's not the same. We know what it's like. Lose a piece of our soul. The anger, the emptiness, the black hole that seems to be sucking you into your chest, the sense of loss, the questions of faith in your soul.
Absolutely. And even the feeling like it's never going to get better, which, of course, this applies not merely to the people who suffered loss in New Orleans, but to all of us at any time that we have any kind of a grief or loss or feel negative feelings. It's very easy for it to feel like, you know, there's never going to be silver lining the edge of this cloud, right?
The families left behind. We know from some experience it's hard. But I promise you, the day will come when the memory of your loved one, you pass that park, open that closet door, smell that fragrance, just remember that laugh. When the memory of your loved one will bring a smile to your lips before a tear to your eye. It will take time, but I promise you it will come. It will take time. My prayer is that that day comes sooner rather than later, but it will come. And when it does, you may find purpose in your pain to live the life worthy of the one you lost.
Yeah, I do have a note. And I was thinking about this yesterday when I was watching his speech. And the note is that it's one thing to sort of get down in the suffering with people and be with them, which is, look, that's right. There's a really weird movie if you've ever seen it. I'm almost going to throw you off by bringing it up, but there's this really weird movie called Lars and the Real Girl. It's about I think it's Ryan Gosling, and it's a situation in which he falls in love with a doll basically, and the whole community treats it like a real relationship, and you think that's weird. It is a weird movie. It's actually a really good movie. But in that movie, like, the doll dies. If that makes any sense, you know, and it doesn't, but it's in the. But then the old ladies in town, this is like in some Minnesota rural town, okay? The old ladies in town, they come and they sit in his living room. And they, you know, the people have brought food because it's a sad moment. And they're just basically sitting in his living room knitting and not talking. And, you know, he's kind of like, I appreciate you coming, but I'm not really sure why you're here. And they said, honey, this is what we do. When somebody dies, you come and sit. And that's true. That's right. When bad things happen, there's tremendous value in other people just coming and sitting and being in it with you. And the president going to a tragedy, or in this, again, I don't like the term tragedy, that's when something happens, but going to an atrocity and sitting with the people and just talking with them and being there and speaking their pain, that's valuable. But I wish he would do something just a little bit more than that. I wish he would give them guidance. Instead of just saying, I pray that it's shorter, okay? just a little bit of guidance. And in the guidance that I used to give to people when, you know, students come to me and bad things happen or just friends, whatever. My guidance for people in grief, and the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I think some of you, it might be useful for you, okay? The two things I usually am emphatic about telling people. Number one is that he's right, it's going to take time. And don't be surprised if it gets worse before it gets better. And don't be surprised if you think it's over and it's definitely not. Because it's very common when people suffer loss or pain is that, you know, 6 months from now, you think you're over it. And then some smell or some sight or some, you know, you see some hot dog stand that reminds you that you and this person used to like to go to food trucks. I mean, it's the weirdest, most tangential kind of thing. And all of a sudden, you're just like crumpled up on the floor bawling, you know, because it catches you unaware. And that's not just 6 months after the event. That's like 20 years after the event, that kind of stuff. You know, like my mom died in 01. I mean, there's still, you know, things that can just catch me. And all of a sudden, it's just like, now it's diminished, but that's normal. And I tell people that because it's not what you expect. You know, you think, I'm getting better, I'm healing, I'm getting over it, we're going to be okay. And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Nothing. That's normal. That's right. That's evidence of love and relationship. That's healthy. Common. And the other thing, and this is not a guidance, but again, it's more of a, like a perspective thing, is I think one of the hardest things about grief is that people who are experiencing it for the first time, especially, they don't really know what they're supposed to do. And people don't help. You know, people try to help, especially religious people, bless their hearts, say some of the dumbest things. You know, people often try to console people with Bible verses. You know, well, we know all things work to good for those who are loved by God and called according to his purpose. And it's a good quote, but it doesn't help. You know, and, you know, well, trust in God, God's on the throne, that kind of stuff. You know what people really need at that moment is they just need to suffer. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, you know, grief takes suffering. And the effort to kind of almost theologically talk them out of their suffering makes it worse. Because let's say they believe you, but they still feel sad. Now they feel guilty for feeling sad. When, you know, like, you don't help. So stop trying to help your bad ways. But what I tell people, and again, you know, done this with a few people, and it seems to help, is I tell them, okay, look, no matter what anybody tells you, you're the one who's actually the most affected by this. It was your mom, it was your sister, it was your child, God forbid, it was your spouse. You feel whatever you're going to feel. And honestly, in managing your pain within certain boundaries, you know, do whatever you want to do. Some people, when they're grieving, need to go home and sleep for 20 hours. You know, okay. Some people need to cry and need to be around friends. Some people need to be alone. Some people don't feel it so bad the first week, and they almost feel guilty. They don't feel worse. And they feel like going out and having a good time and playing baseball or, you know, going dancing. Go dancing. And if people try to make you feel like you're not grieving the right way, I always used to tell, you know, tell them Andrew says to shut up. I mean, you know, or at least if you say it on the inside, you know, grieve your way. You just about, again, within certain boundaries, you know, don't go do a bunch of drugs. Don't, you know, engage in some illegal behavior, whatever. But basically, you can't grieve wrong. And your intuitions about what you need and your instincts about what's healthy for you and how you want it, that's all good. Obey it. Do whatever you want to do. And if they're all making you feel like you should be sad and what you really want to do is, you know, go play video games with friends or go to a show or go race go-karts, do it. It'll probably make you feel better. So, the president, having gone through some of this stuff, really deep, painful, horrible tragedy in his own personal life a long time ago, I kind of wish he would give a little bit more of that. But what he does is fine. What he does is good. And even talking about hope for the future and New Orleans defining strength and resilience and praying for people to be raised up on Eagles. That's fine. That's good. And like I said, he is good at this. Sorry, I went a little bit long there. John Pickens got traffic for us. John?
No worries. We've got one accident to let you know about if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound at the rest area, which is mile marker number 28. We've got an accident that happened at the entrance to the rest area, starting to cause some congestion. So thanks for the heads up on that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, somebody texts in and says, grief never goes away. I'm 8 years out as a widow, and yes, I'm better every day. But like you said, a smell, an incident, a moment reminds you of your loss, especially for losing a spouse. Because like your whole life was with this person, and you did so many things, and everything is connected to them that it can very easily remind you of that. That's normal. That's very, very normal. 619, because people do, they worry there's something wrong with them. No, there's something right with you. There's really absolutely something right. John, I know you do counseling too, and you do various ministries. Anything you want to add? Because, you know.
No, I think you are spot on.
Cool.
You're spot on with that.
620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for usage is 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3, get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
How we deal with death is at least as important as how we deal with life, wouldn't you say? I feel the rush.
Good morning, 623 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines on this very cold Pensacola day. Although, could be colder.
Well, it could be, yeah.
Places Absolutely. To the north are significantly colder, so I'll take it. We'll take it. Don't lick any flagpoles this week. That's my advice.
Right. Yes, I have heard that it's very cold in the Northeast. So.
Yes. Yeah. Odd, awful.
Memorial services for former President Jimmy Carter are shifting to the nation's capital today. His remains will be flown from Atlanta to the D.C. area later this morning. A public viewing will then be held at the U.S. Capitol this evening and Wednesday morning through Thursday morning. There will be a state funeral for Carter on Thursday, along with the National Day of Mourning. U.S. Steel and Japanese-owned Nippon Steel are suing President Biden over his decision to block the deal that would have seen them join forces. The companies allege that President Biden violated their constitutional rights to having due process. The president blocked their proposed deal last week and said, "We need American companies representing the majority of the country's steelmaking capacity." And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has resigned as the leader of the Liberal Party in Canada, but is remaining prime minister, at least until a new leader is chosen. He made that announcement yesterday.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, hey, David, get your... That's not fair to ask you your opinion, you're a news guy.
No, go ahead. What is it?
Winter Storm Blair? When did we start naming winter storms?
I've never heard of that.
Tornado Alfonso struck. I mean, like, I get the hurricanes, and every year we have to come up with an approved list of the names, and then we have to have, you know, appropriately inclusive name lists and all of the ridiculous stuff that we have gone through. But Winter Storm Blair?
Is that an official thing?
No, I'm not making it up. I don't make stuff up. Well, I mean, okay. I make some things up. But I wouldn't make that up.
No,
it's Winter Storm Blair.
Yeah, I've never heard of winter storms being named in, I don't know, how long have I been doing this? 20 years?
Yeah, Winter Storm. The next one up is Winter Storm Cora.
Whew, that one sounds mean.
Will Winter Storm Cora impact Georgia? We've adopted the hurricane or tropical storm system for naming winter storms now. You know,
well, you got to have somebody to blame when you're out shoveling your walks, right?
we're gonna give everybody a devastating storm of their name, right? So that you can have, you know, Winter Storm David. Well, was that Winter Storm David or was that Winter Storm Frederick? I can't remember now. Was that 2020 or was that 2022? I don't remember. What is the point of this? Is every snowfall going to be a named storm? Oh, no. Well, I guess we could have like developing systems, you know, possible winter storm,
Arctic
Alpha.
Blast Adrian.
Bomb cyclone. You know, it's this pretentious, make me more important than I already am.
So when it gets to your name, the question is, what kind of storm do you want named after you?
You want a big, like, do you want a, like, you know, level five? Right.
Do you want
bomb,
a polar
cyclone,
vortex?
Cyclone, Arctic freezing blast explosion? Or
do you just want a small snowstorm?
Just give me some flurries. You know, flurries Andrew, now plaguing Indiana.
Freezing rain, John Pickens.
Thanks. It's that John Pickens sleet getting us again. I mean, come on. And other news agencies have all kind of picked this up and just think, okay, this is what we're doing now. Oh my God. It's so ridiculous.
I want a thunder snow. That's what I want.
Thunder snow, David. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. You know what? We got a little bit of fun with this. If you think of a creative name for a fake weather condition that, you know, because this whole like bomb cyclone or polar vortex or, you know what, rip to Euphrates. I don't know all the crazy things that people have started using as terms to make the weather industry sound more exciting, exotic, and whatever. Even my own creativity, I've only come up with a couple. Anyway, John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still dealing with that accident that happened on I-10 eastbound right around mile marker 28, which is the rest area. Starting to see about a five-minute congestion there. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody says the naming of winter storms is a marketing tactic of the Weather Channel. I'm sure. If they didn't invent it, they're happy to do it because it's more drama. It's more big, bright, explosive colors on the screen. It's, you know, just how can we make this stuff far more captivating. Somebody says a Betty White snow sprinkle. That's funny. It's the Blair Winter Project. Oh, all right, it's kind of clever. I like that. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. This nonsense of winter storm names has been circulating for a while. Weather Channel tried to hype the 2014 ice storm we had here as Winter Storm Leon. Did they really? How could it be Leon in January? It was the L is the, what, the 12th letter of the alphabet, right? So it's the 12th storm of the season. Was it at that time already? How do you know? What's in? What's out? I don't know. It's okay. Well, Andrew, that's easy for you to say. You've already got named storms for the Gulf Coast. You know, you like the importance and the prestige. No, I don't care. I take it away. Besides, we always go through this weirdness of naming the storm and then retiring the name of the storm. And is that storm bad enough? I'd be fine with just, Hurricane 1, Hurricane 4. I don't think you need the names for the storms particularly, but this is ridiculous. When you have the naming of the... Okay, whatever. I've said enough. 6:29 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We haven't gotten into that at all. Governor DeSantis now approved 5 people to sit on the University of West Florida board. And they're conservatives. This is Heritage Foundation people. This is Claremont Institute people. This is NRA trainers. They're conservatives. And I want education to represent both points of view. And I think UWF is more liberal than it should be. And so I don't know that this is a problem. Now, if it was all conservatives, that would concern me. It shouldn't be all conservatives. It should be a good mixture. It's not a disqualifier to be a conservative, I hope.
I'm Gianna DeLosi. With his election win certified and inauguration around the corner, President-elect Donald Trump has his eyes set on Greenland.
President-elect Donald Trump is doubling down on his goal to buy Greenland. He says in part, quote, "I'm hearing that the people of Greenland are MAGA. Greenland is an incredible place, and the people will benefit tremendously if and when it becomes part of our nation. Make Greenland great again."
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. Donald Trump Jr. will visit Greenland today. The prime minister says the country is not for sale. President Biden signing proclamations today, creating the Chuckwalla and the Satilla National Monument in California.
The Biden administration says the move will protect more than 800,000 acres of land in California. The declaration bars drilling and mining and other forms of development on the protected lands.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is partly cloudy and cold this morning. We've got 31 degrees in Pensacola. And with the cold weather here and here to stay for several days, there's a bigger demand right now for services in local organizations that provide shelters for the homeless.
Anytime the weather gets below 40 degrees, REAP normally is... contacted by families looking for places to stay.
That is Vinny Wibbs, the director of Reentry Alliance Pensacola. He tells Channel 3 that he's amazed by the number of people and by the number of families that struggle with homelessness here in our area. Data from the Florida Department of Education shows more than 1,800 students in Escambia County and 1,000 in Santa Rosa County have been identified as homeless. A cold weather shelter for women and children is open on Palafox due to the temperatures. Waterfront Mission and My Father's Vineyard have cold weather shelters open currently for adult men and women. Escambia County deputies looking for a person that robbed a Dollar General store yesterday. That happened on the 500 block of Beverly Parkway. Investigators say the suspect entered the store with a mask and a gun, demanded the cashier open the drawer, took the money from the register, and fled from the rear of the store. Nobody was injured during the robbery. Right now, there's no word on suspects in the case. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons took his oath of office for the next 4 years last night. He then gave the state of the agency address and discussed progress over his last term and what's to come. He talked about training improvements.
So it's one thing to be able to train talent, but wouldn't it be nice if we can attract talent, but then we can also develop that talent. And if you do that, talent is vitally important to the success of any organization. And I certainly believe that we're in the process of developing that talent, but also attracting that talent at levels we've never seen before.
Simmons said Escambia County is one of only three sheriff's offices in the state that runs their own training program, and their graduates, he says, have the highest test scores in the state. He also said Escambia County has seen a 6% drop in crime and a 13% drop in violent crime over the last 4 years. Well, the bodies of two people have been discovered in the landing gear of a plane in Florida.
They were found in the landing gear of a JetBlue plane at Florida's Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. The discovery was made overnight in the landing gear compartment during a post-flight maintenance inspection. There's no telling how they accessed the underbody of the aircraft, nor any details about the victims yet. I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you very much, Michael. And the Fort Pickens campground at the Gulf Islands National Seashore still closed until further notice. That's due to all of this cold weather we're getting. The National Park Service did close the campground earlier this week. They told all campers they had to be out. Other Florida sections of the park, though, do remain open for day use. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Just got word, if you're traveling, let's see here, Avalon Boulevard, right before you get to the I-10, just right around that McDonald's, there's an accident there southbound. So just be aware that that's starting to cause some delays. You might want to plan an alternate route. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. A very cold start to your day with temperatures in the mid-40s for your afternoon high. Plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 27 degrees. For Wednesday, nice sunny skies with a high near 52. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 28 degrees. On Thursday, sunny skies, high near 51 and a low near 40 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 31 degrees in Pensacola, 33 in Milton, and it is 31 in Gulf Breeze. Your next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were little changed this morning as investors awaited the latest key data that will provide fresh insights into the state of the economy and the labor market. The 10-year Treasury yield was up by over just one basis point to 4.6321%. President Biden is moving to ban new offshore oil and gas drilling in most U.S. coastal waters. Biden's orders would not affect the large swaths of the Gulf of Mexico, where most U.S. offshore drilling occurs, but it would protect coastlines along California, Florida, and other states from future drilling. UFC CEO Dana White, a longtime friend of President-elect Donald Trump, is joining the board of Meta 2 weeks before Trump's new administration begins. John Elkann, the CEO of Italian holding company Exor, and former Microsoft executive Charlie Songhurst are also joining Meta's board. Futures are mixed. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 25, the NASDAQ up 243. That's Your Money Now.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down again.
slower. IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to The Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Winter Restaurant Week, Pensacon at The Fish House, Valentine's Day Dinner, and Aria at Jackson's Steakhouse, and the Naples to Napa Food and Wine Event at Angelina's on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Now, I know it's hard to hear. I get it. The reason is because the meeting audio for the Santa Rosa County Commission, the video didn't work, their in-house recording didn't work, like, everything blew up yesterday. So, literally, I had to get it from somebody's phone who was recording at the desk kind of thing, you know, who offered it to me. And I thought, well, we'll do what we can, but I do want you to hear this. I do not know the name of the speaker, but what she's talking about is the Mulat Bayou pollution, with the runoff that turned the water orange that was really so bad, and the efforts to do that. And she's asking the question, okay, did, you know, the money that is going to work on these remediation efforts, is that coming out of the fines applied to the people who did this, the builder, basically, or is that, you know, coming out of public money? And she wants an answer to her question, and the part that's hard to hear, I'm going to narrate, but you'll get why I'm playing this in just a second, because, John, what have I always said? Just when one of my meetings is starting to behave itself, suddenly
There's
always Milton. There's always something, and it is often Santa Rosa County that is the source of the drama. So she continues. She's asking, again, who's spending money on this remediation effort? Is it coming out of the fines to the polluter, or is it coming out of county coffers?
That were levied on this builder. A lot of investigations are going on. Who's paying for the work that the county is doing? Is that the taxpayer?
A lot of investigations. Who's paying? The county or the taxpayer?
Bueller? Anybody?
Bueller? Anybody?
Who is paying for it? Please.
This is your time. We're not going to be answering questions.
Oh, well, why not?
Carrie Smith says, this is your time to talk. We don't answer questions. Why not?
Please somebody tell me,
because this has been the policy of Carrie Smith, the District 2, and now the chairman of the board, is he doesn't want to do what James Calkins used to do, which is bicker back and forth and make it all about him. So the idea is go all the way to zero. Basically, don't answer people. Let them talk. Don't engage. Let them have their say, which is generally the policy of the Escambia County Commission, too. I'll tell you more about that in just a second. But this woman was furious at this answer, at this, you know, not giving her an answer to the basic question, where's the money coming from?
Please, somebody tell me. This says a lot about you, that you will not answer me.
This says a lot about you, that you will not answer me. Tell me.
It will be found out. And your reluctance to tell me, to give me that answer today, shows what you are.
Your reluctance to give me that answer today shows me what you are. I don't think she's totally wrong. I mean, she's a little bit more emphatic than I would recommend, but people are angry about this issue with the Mulette Bayou pollution and other ruinations of local waterways or wetlands or clear cutting or, you know, destroying animal habitat or, you know, pick it. There's lots of different things to pick. And somebody came up a little bit later, and I actually think that part of good, responsive government is to be, you know, responsive. I totally understand where Kerry's coming from. Commissioner Smith doesn't want to turn it into spending a lot of time back and forth fighting with the constituents. And it's very easy for that to happen, okay? We have seen it before in Santa Rosa County. We have seen it in Milton. You have occasionally seen that in Escambia County. But I don't think the right answer to that is to just stand up there and play mute. I think the right answer is, okay, we don't have to challenge you. We don't have to fact check you. We don't have to. I mean, I don't actually mind if you fact check and say, you know, Sam Parker used to do that sometimes and kind of say, hey, just for context, this. But if somebody's wanting an answer to a question, you can answer. Just say, well, no, the money that's paying for that is coming out of this fund. And yes, we're working on making that better, but that's what, I mean, this is an easy fact question you can answer. You know, I think you can make the case that petition the government for redress of grievances. I don't know that it requires the government to respond, but good government is responsive. And if they're bringing it up in public, respond in public. Now, look, at least say something, and they do sometimes, you know, but at least say, look, so-and-so, would you please get with them after the meeting? Or, you know, ma'am, I'd love to talk with you about this. Please contact my office. Here's my number, or my aide is going to, you know, something, okay? And I think Kerry has done that at times and probably will do that again, but that's kind of a showing people that you're there for them without leaning into the excess of getting into a bickering match with everybody all the time. Because there was actually a woman who came up and spoke, and I thought she made some good points about that. We'll tell you in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Discover. Do you know what's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide? If you guessed Discover, you guessed right. Let's see here. Avalon is becoming a hot spot this morning. If you're at Avalon and Highway 90, there's an accident there. No roadblock, but it's still going to slow you down. And also, if you're trying to get on I-10 from Avalon, there's an accident there that's causing some delays. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. And again, I didn't catch this woman's name. I apologize. But at the meeting, she followed up basically saying, you know, this is the kind of stuff that got other county commissioners diselected. You know, is that feeling like you guys aren't interacting. And I know Kerry fairly well. I know he wants to help. I know that's not the problem. He just wants to. In his mind, I think it's pendulum swing, you know? The former county commissioner was so bad in the one direction that he's gone kind of a little bit too far in the other direction, you know, which I understand, but it still doesn't make that the right position.
I'm concerned that there's people that come up here with issues and they look at y'all for answers.
People come up here, they've got issues, they look at you for answers.
And you tell them this is your time.
And you tell them it's your time.
I don't know what y'all going to do, but is there some way that you can respond to them with a direction for an answer while they're standing here?
Can you just give them something or a direction for an answer while they're up here?
Because you kind of look like kings up there, and we look like peasants begging you for favors.
You look like kings and we look like peasants begging you for favors on the dais.
And I just don't understand why something can't, I mean, like you could maybe say, I'm your commissioner, get with me after this, you know, or maybe direct them to some staff rather than them come up here
look at you. You look down at them and they're just dumbfounded. What do I do now?
Yeah. I mean, it's... I hate this. It's just kind of customer service stuff, right? And again, I think the heart is right. I think that sometimes you just kind of get into a policy that, you know, leads you astray a little bit. And Carrie responded somewhat.
I share your sentiment out loud. We're not kings. We definitely aren't kings, and we definitely want to create it. So we always do invite for that. Every one of us have an open door policy. We do spend a lot of time in meetings.
And he just basically says, look, we're definitely not kings. I do understand. You know, we do spend a lot of time with constituents and have an open door policy, all of which is good. All of which is good. But, you know, it's one of those sort of, again, kind of like customer service is, bend over backwards to do everything you can to give people, you know, what they want. Now, there's often backstory. You know, there's often like this person has come up here and asked so many times or whatever. And I understand that too. Okay. That can be true. Oh, as speaking of backstory, I don't think I cut any of the clips from him talking, but guess who's now attending the Santa Rosa County Commission meetings? Larry Downs Jr. Look, I'm friends with Larry. I like Larry. Larry is a special brand of something. He's Larry Downs Jr., because fecal matters is always what he says. And he said it, and I'm like, and Chris Kerr from Flood Defenders says that he's the one who told Larry about me talking about his First Amendment stuff. And now Larry's gone to Santa Rosa. I'm like, we're now exporting Larry Downs Jr. over water? Like, oh, man. So, yay. We're expanding the level of public participation. I think maybe we should do a swap. Like, you know, Santa Rosa gets Larry Downs Jr. and Escambia can pick up Sherry Chapman or something in, like, off-season trade. 6:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they're the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're not here because we're free.
We're here because we're not free. There's no escaping reason, no denying purpose, because as we both know, without purpose, we would not exist.
Lights go down. Now, I know you know the, like, regular version of Vertigo, but that's off of this album they did called Songs of Surrender. That's all acoustic versions of all theirs. Oh, it's so good. If you like U2, it's so good. 654 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This doesn't have to do with anything, but I was listening to another one of their albums yesterday, and it made me think of that one of my... The Edge and Bono are just great lyricists. I mean, they're great musicians. I'm not much of a lyrics guy, typically. I am much more the music. In fact, I can mishear any lyric. This is very embarrassing, but I'll tell you. You know the beginning of Pyromania when they say it's better to burn out than to fade away? I never knew that was the lyric until like a month ago.
Wow.
It was just gibberish in my head.
Our little boy's growing up.
I know. And then here's you'll laugh if you're an 80s kid. I thought they were just quoting Highlander. No, anyway. Okay. No, but so I'm not a lyrics guy. But there's a lyric in a song called Every Breaking Wave. And the lyric is in part, every gambler knows that to lose is what you're really there for. Oh, just. And then the follow-up to that is, baby, every dog in the street knows you're in love, knows we're in love with defeat. That's really, really anyway, to think about. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Let's see here. We've got two accidents to let you know about. On Avalon Boulevard, right there at Highway 90 at that intersection. It's off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing some delays going eastbound. And if you're traveling southbound on Avalon Boulevard, right before you get to the McDonald's and the on-ramp to I-10, there's an accident there. The roadway is now clear, but we're still seeing about a five-minute delay with that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, I love my Gen X kid. Somebody's texting me, there can be only one. That's right. Somebody else says, on this business of answering people at the county commission or the city council meeting, all it is performance for the cameras. They could ask them privately and get the answer they want. And I think that's true. Okay, that's true. But at the same time, it's a bad look for the elected officials if they don't answer, because what people see is the public. You know, and I know a lot of this stuff is for show. Okay, that's fine. They said that answering them encourages them to ask more questions and creates that back and forth. It's all for the camera. I understand. One way to solve that is give them their 3 minutes or whatever, and then when they're done and they've sat down, and then you can say, okay, and here's some answers to your questions. I mean, that's, I don't know. I think the formality of some of these meeting procedure rules gets in the way. I've never liked that Escambia County doesn't interact with people, doesn't answer the questions, takes that kind of, it really does. I mean, you're sitting up elevated in a big leatherback chair that, according to Charles Bear, is the most comfortable chair he's ever sat in his life, makes him sleep in it. That, you know, there is that kind of, well, I don't deign to answer you, peasant. There's that feel to it. And that's not good. It's not a good look, you know? So is there a way to uncultivate that gap, that kind of pretense or formality? And again, I'm all for that. Look at the way I do this show. I talk to myself. I argue with John. I play random sound clips. We're just having fun, man. You know, I'm trying to have fun, okay? And, you know, people ask me the most outrageous, offensive things on text, and I'll answer them. Because what? I mean, why wouldn't you? You know? But that's me. I know that not everybody does that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
U.S. Steel and Japanese-owned Nippon Steel suing President Biden over his decision to block the deal that would have seen them join up. The companies allege Biden violated their constitutional rights to having due process. The president blocked that deal last week, and Netflix is launching a new docu-series today, guys.
No.
Are you excited?
I'm anti-excited.
Jerry Springer fights camera action, promises a first-hand account of...
Fights camera action's a pretty good title.
It really is, of Jerry Springer and the show's long-running controversial talk show. So that is launching on Netflix today for those who are interested.
Okay. All right. Were you ever a Jerry Springer watcher?
Well, yeah, it was on when I was in my,
You were like a kid,
I was a teenager, you know. Okay, well, it started when I was probably, 10 or 11, and it ran all the way through when I was a teenager. So, yeah, I watched quite a bit of it. It was, it was an exciting show to watch.
I'm going to tell people the three most important things that they can now know about David Wayne, our newsman. Ready? He's a brand new dad.
Yeah.
He was a bomb explosives IED guy in Afghanistan.
Okay, yeah.
And he grew up watching wrestling and Jerry Springer, which are essentially the same show in different attire.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Now they
believe
know.
It or not, there was more attire in the wrestling.
Yeah, but right, often. Yeah,
and they were running around in their underwear.
And they're not trying to rip each other's clothes off. That's my man. All right, David, thanks so much. Oh, man. I was never much into either one. I'll just say it that way. And as an adult, I'm making up for it by watching the Milton City Council meeting and the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. This can't be a county commission meeting. That's where I'm getting my Jerry Springer and my world wrestling in. Lisa-